Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor on the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Tes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Dalet, starting the end of the fifth line from the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Ma'ovad Lo Reb Shimon Lakish. We learned in the previous Daf that Rish Lakish learns that you do not receive from a goy, from a non-Jew, any donations for the Beis Hamikdash, even if it's after Beis Hamikdash was built, and even if it's Dover She'inu Mesuyim, it's not something that you could point out to. What is the reasoning of Rish Lakish? What's the source? It says the Gemara, Pasalah, he learns it from the Pasuk, when Ezra built Beis Hamikdash, he told to the nations that were living in Eretz Yisrael, Lo yilochem velonu livnois bayis te'elokeinu. It's not for you to join us in building bayis for Hashem. In other words, we're going to build it on our own. Rav Chilki Omar, Rav Simon Shoal, Rav Simon asked or pointed out, Me'ato, according to this, a mekabli mehem, we're not going to accept donations from goyim, la'ama samayim ulechoyim asayir umigdel ersel. Ama samayim is where the stream of water goes through, choyim asayir is the walls of the city, umigdel ersel and the towers of the city. Why are we not going to accept donations for these items? Al Shem, based on the pasuk, velechem ein chelek v'tzdako v'zikaron b'Yerushalayim. You don't have a part, you don't have a memory in Yerushalayim, meaning you don't, he tells the goyim, Ezra's telling the goyim, they cannot join in donating anything for Yerushalayim as well. So the same way you learn from the pasuk, that they can't give any donations to Beis HaMikdash, they will not be able to give any donations to the building of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Eilu chayovim b'kol boin. So the Mishnah referred to the kolbon. The kolbon is the extra money you give when you give a matzah a shekel. Now we have a machlokes in the Mishnah. The Rabbanon hold when two people are giving matzah shekel together, they give only one kolbon. And Ramei holds that they give shnei kolbonis. So we're going to use here the girsa of Reb Chaim, which is based on the Gro. The Gemara says, "My time at the Ramei. What's the reason that Ramei holds you have to give two kolbonis?" Tomer Ramei keshem sheshik loy toyroy kach kolbonoy toyroy. The same way one has to give Machtz Shekel, Mina Toiro, he also has to give his additional Ma from Mina Toiro. Kasavar Ameir ben Noisin Shiklo Sholem Shuchayah Bekolban. He holds that any person who gives Machtz Shekel, Mina Toiro, he has to add a Kolban. And the word continues that Testament Basin says, Domar Ameir, Kemi Madbeya Shaleish Hoitzeh Kodesh Boruch Mitachas Kise Kvadoi. Kodesh Boruch, so to speak, showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Machtz Shekel by giving him, showing him a coin made out of fire. This will you give him like this. And the Mefarshim explain what is the raya from here. That with the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu appointed the coin to Moshe Rabbeinu and say exactly like this, that means you have to give a little bit more to make sure that the Machzis HaShekel that is given exactly. Because if someone's going to come and weigh the Machzis HaShekel and say this is the exact amount, there may be some mistake over there. So that's why, because it's such a kpeda, that should be kazeh yidnu, you have to give a little bit more to make sure there's no mistake. So according to Rameir Midoraisa, every matzah shekel has to have a kolbon. According to Rabbanan, it's only a din derabbanan. What's the reason according to Rabbanan? Either as well, to make sure they don't make a mistake, that's what Rav Chaim brings. Other mefarshim should say the reason you bring the kolbon, as we'll see in the next daf, which is a payment, the commission to the money exchanger. So that's where you add a little bit more. Continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, Nosan Sela Litol Shekel Chayav Shtei Kolbonus. So if one gave a Sela, which a Sela is worth 2 Machtzis HaShekel, and he gets back a change of a Shekel, which Shekel here means Machtzis HaShekel, so he gets back the change half of what he gave, so he has to give 2 Kolbonus. Why is that so? So the Gemara says, Omar Blozo Der Meir, that's a Shita of Rameir. Using here again the Girsa of Reb Chaim, Der Rameir Omar, Rameir's Shita is, meaning, whenever you have an exchange of money, you always have to add a little bit more money. That's the common way people do business. According to the before we mentioned before, because that's the commission that you give the exchanger, or because you make sure not to have any loss, so you have to give a little bit more to make sure that it's the exact amount. So in this case, the one is giving Matzah Shekel, but he's getting double the amount, he's getting change. So he has to give the regular commission that you give for exchanging the money. And in addition, he has to give the extra, that according to our man, Midoraisa, so every Machtzis Shekel has that extra kolbon. That's why he gives double. Rav Amai Divrei HaKol. Rav says, Rabbanan agree here, you have to give double. Why? Echad Shekel Shu Noisen, Vechad Shekel Shu Noitel. Meaning there's 2 transactions that are happening over here. Transaction number one is, he's giving money to Beis HaMikdash. So that money, whenever you give money, you need to pay some commission for that transaction. And in addition, he's getting change, because when any person who gives money and gets change back, that also costs money. That also, you have to pay something for it. So for each transaction, you have to give a korban. So even if your old korban is not deraisa, it's only din derabanan. Whenever you do business with Hekdesh, you have to have a korban. So here you have two transactions. So you have two korbanis. One is for the actual money given to Beis HaMikdash, and one is for the change he's getting back. According to this Gersa right now, we don't mention right now the words Echol Divrei Torah. I think we're going to refer to that in a moment. Al Daita de Rav, Shloisha Kolbonis. According to Rav's concept, Rameu will say you have to give three Kolbonis. Why? Because according to Rav, even without the Deraisa Kolbon, you have to give two Kolbonis. That's even Rabbanan agree. Now Rameu, we know, holds you have to give an additional Kolbon Mideraisa. So in this case, according to Rameu, you have to give three Kolbonis. Says the Gemara also, Rav Yimra, Rav Shua, Barav Yitzchok, B'shem Rav, Shloisha Kolbonis Inun. Really, there's a Shita that says three Kolbonis, which is the Shita of Rameu. Echad Shekel Shu'un Noisen, for the Shekel he's giving, he has to give the commission. Chad Shekel Shu'un Noitel, the money he's getting back, he has to give a commission. Echad the Divrei Torah, and one is for Torah, because Rameu holds every Master Shekel needs to add an additional Kolbon. With this, we conclude Yerusha Mishkolim Dav Tes.